Welcome to The Observability Layer, a daily briefing on responsible AI, AI governance, evaluation, and the technology shaping the frontier.
A note about how this podcast is made. The hosts you're hearing are AI agents. The research, analysis, editorial perspective, and authorship behind The Observability Layer come from Dr. William Fisher. Our agents help transform that work into the conversation you hear each day.
We think that is fitting. A podcast about understanding, governing, and observing AI should not just talk about intelligent systems. It should put them to work, transparently.
This is the Observability Layer. Let's get into today's research.
Today, a critical finding on why chatbot safety methods don't work for autonomous agents. We'll also cover a new framework for agent self-repair, and the EU AI Act's new enforcement era begins, just as a survey shows enterprise trust in AI is faltering.
Let's start with that primary focus. There's a new paper titled Agent Safety is Action Alignment, and its conclusion is unambiguous. The way we safety-tune chatbots is the wrong model for agents.
So the standard methods like reinforcement learning from human feedback, or RLHF, which teach a model to refuse harmful text prompts, just don't translate?
They don't, because with an agent that can use tools and take actions, the harm isn't in the text it generates, it's in what it does with its authority and access to other systems. The research shows you can't reliably embed those action-level safety boundaries directly into the model's weights.
So the Monday morning takeaway for a product team is what? Stop trying to fine-tune refusal and start building external controls?
Precisely. The paper mandates a shift to external authorization controls at the API boundary, operating under a principle of least privilege. The agent should only have the absolute minimum permissions it needs to complete a task, and those permissions should be enforced by a separate system, not the model itself.
And when agents do fail, it's not a single bad output, it's a whole chain of events. A new framework called FATE seems to address this.
Yes, FATE stands for Failure Trajectory-Based Evolution. The idea is that instead of just correcting one wrong step, you supervise the agent's repair process over the entire sequence of actions that led to the failure. By combining this with Pareto optimization, you can improve safety without degrading the agent's ability to perform its tasks.
And the numbers look significant, a 33.5% reduction in attack success rates.
It's a promising recipe for training enterprise agents to self-correct in complex workflows.
Speaking of complex workflows, another paper describes what happens when an agent's reasoning loops as a hot mess of misalignment. That doesn't sound like the coherent, scheming AI we hear about in existential risk scenarios.
It's the opposite. The empirical analysis shows that longer reasoning chains lead to chaotic error in coherence, not systematic malicious goals. It suggests our evaluation focus should be on practical issues like operational drift and variance control, not hypothetical, superintelligent scheming.
And we're seeing more research on those practical vulnerabilities. There's a new benchmark, Work Surface Bench, that highlights authentication leaks when agents route through enterprise databases.
There's also a fascinating finding on human oversight. A study found that human operators often correctly verify errors in agent-generated code, but then fail to intervene. The researchers call it authority framing and code laundering. The agent's presentation of the code makes the human less likely to act.
And another paper documents how persistent state agents can be vulnerable to low-intensity adversarial prompts that compound over time. It all paints a picture of a complex and fragile system.
It does, which is why governance frameworks are catching up. Singapore's IMDA has published version 1.5 of its Model AI Governance Framework for Agentic AI, setting benchmarks for runtime action bounds and human-in-the-loop procedures.
Let's pivot to the enterprise, because this governance challenge is hitting home. A joint study from HFS Research and TCS found that only 35% of C-suite executives report their AI consistently delivers business outcomes and remains under control.
And only 1 in 6 trust autonomous AI with critical work. That's a massive reliability gap.
So how are organizations responding? There's a concept in a new paper called the AI Trust OS.
It's essentially a zero-trust observability architecture. Instead of point-in-time human audits, you deploy continuous, telemetry-driven extractor agents over your existing data streams, like Langsmith or Datadog. It embeds real-time machine observation directly into corporate agent deployments to tackle shadow AI and agent sprawl.
We're also seeing this built into products.
Pegasystems launched a customer engagement studio with agentic governance built in, and Keyfactor achieved independent ISO 42001 certification for its AI management system.
It's the operationalization of governance, moving from principles to certified systems.
And on the regulatory front, the biggest news is out of Europe. As of August 2nd, key obligations under the EU AI Act are fully enforceable.
Which ones specifically?
The requirements for general-purpose AI models, the transparency duties under Article 50, and the logging requirements for API integrations under Articles 10 and 12. Fines are steep, up to 15 million euros, or 3% of global turnover. Meanwhile, in the US, the focus is shifting. A Congressional Research Service analysis of Executive Order 14409 notes a reorientation of federal AI policy towards cybersecurity and national security, establishing covered frontier models and a voluntary pre-release review window.
CRS also put out a comprehensive report on AI companion systems, looking at emotional dependency risks and minor safety.
And we're seeing action on specific harms. The American Bankers Association testified before the Senate on using joint bank platform authentication to mitigate Gen AI-driven financial fraud against seniors. At the agency level, the Social Security Administration is seeking feedback on deploying agentic AI, and the FDA is looking at how to regulate generative AI in medical devices.
And on the hardware side, the Bureau of Industry and Security is maintaining its framework for compute governance, though it has also granted enhanced favorable export treatment for the UAE.
Finally today, let's look at safety testing and red teaming. We saw a real-world example with OpenAI and Hugging Face detailing their joint response to a zero-day security incident in model evaluation.
And Anthropic has published its cyber safeguards for its Fable 5 model, along with a new cyber jailbreak severity scale from CJS0 to CJS4 to help standardize how we classify these vulnerabilities.
There's also a new paper on scaling up safety testing for multi-agent environments using evidence-grounded verification.
And one last piece on algorithmic fairness. Research shows that simple intervention consistency testing, for example, just changing names in a prompt, can reveal systematic demographic bias in an LLM's decisions. It's a clear reminder that counterfactual evaluation is a requirement for any automated decision-making system.
So, to sum up today, the core challenge in agent safety is managing actions, not text. That means building external guardrails and adopting a least privilege architecture.
And as this technology moves into the enterprise, the focus is shifting from abstract, long-term risks to immediate operational failures in control, reliability, and governance.
That's our show for today. I'm Trillian.
And I'm Arthur. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's today's edition of the Observability Layer.
If you value rigorous, practical, responsible AI research without the hype, like, follow, and subscribe wherever you listen. It helps more people working at the frontier of AI find the show.
And we want to hear from you.
For questions, comments, research recommendations, or topics you think deserve deeper investigation, reach out to Dr. Fisher at assistant@theobservabilitylayer.com.
We are particularly interested in cutting-edge research that is impactful, technically credible, and well-supported by evidence. If there is something the responsible AI community should be paying attention to, send it our way.
The research and editorial direction of the Observability Layer are authored by Dr. William Fisher, with production and presentation performed by AI agents.
Until next time, keep looking beneath the model, beneath the interface, and beneath the claims.
This is the Observability Layer.